I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Joining me now is Arthur Hughes. He's a fascinating guy with a million stories. We'll share a couple now, and in time for Remembrance Day, we'll get Mr. Hughes, or Captain Hughes, to tell us about the importance of Remembrance Day to him and what it should mean to the rest of us. He is a veteran of the British Army and a retired Canadian Forces veteran. For 14 years now, Arthur has positioned himself at the corner of Robson and Hornby here in Vancouver, collecting donations for poppies. He raises thousands of dollars each year pinning poppies on willing passerby, and more often than not, they'll throw in a donation, small or large, and there have been some large ones on occasion. Arthur gratefully accepts them on behalf of the Poppy Fund. He has been cited by Veterans Affairs Canada for his tireless work year in and year out, and has been profiled by various media. A search on Google turns up stories by newspapers, television outlets, including, of course, our old friend Mike McCardle. I'm very pleased to welcome to the Plant on the Line program Arthur Hughes. Captain Hughes, good morning.
Hi.
How have you been?
Well, not too bad. It's very gloomy weather in Vancouver, so it's a little bit tough, especially because I do the poppy thing out in the open.
Yeah.
I don't go into any of the malls. As a matter of fact, the malls are the purview, really, of the cadets. Yeah. And some of them are really very young.
Yeah. And so I guess the bad weather, the rain, that discourages foot traffic, I suppose, right?
Well, what it discourages, in fact, is people stopping.
Yeah.
They don't realize, at least some of them, don't realize that I work under a marvelous overhang at the corner of Robson and Hornby. They, you know, people, of course, especially in the rain, are not looking up.
Yeah,
and I realized that problem about 3 years ago, but and also realized there's really nothing very much I can do about it, except stand well back on the sidewalk.
And so you've been there. This is the 12th year, is that correct?
Actually, it's the 14th year.
The 14th year. Yeah.
Yes, and a lady who works in the area, and who seems to be obviously my most regular donator. I said. 13 years. He said, oh, no, you've been here 14 years.
Now, your title is captain, is that correct?
Yeah, retired.
Retired captain.
One always has to add that in brackets to be, you know, fair and square.
Did you see any combat?
No. I signed up in, that's a whole story in itself, why I was in the British Army, but June 1950. So 5 years after the war ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, a report in the province newspaper from 2009 said of you, a then 78-year-old Arthur Hughes, who stands at 777 Hornby Street, you starts at 7:30 a.m. and stays there until 5:30, and that's even this year, right?
I haven't started yet in full time.
No.
I'll be doing that on Monday.
I see.
I've done two half days and one whole day so far. And we were allowed to start a little earlier than usual. The Royal Canadian Legion seemed to arrange that. I rather wonder why they haven't done that before. As a matter of fact, that's really quite interesting because donations have declined. So, not for me,
really?
But in general across Canada over the last few years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess for people that don't know, the money goes to the Legion, right? The Royal Canadian Legion.
No, it doesn't. The Legion can't keep a penny of it. It goes to hospitals for veterans, and they are few, but it goes to children's hospitals, and it goes to housing and various other charities. It's not because, you know, there's a shortage of veterans, if that's the way to put it, and so the money is dispersed in about six different ways, all to charities, all to enhancing lives of all kinds, not just veterans.
Yeah. Now, does it surprise you? Because, I mean, you have raised tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes,
years.
Over $100,000 yeah. Worked out the other day.
Yeah. Does it surprise you that you're able to gather these vast sums of money?
Well, it did, to be, let's say, 3 or 4 years ago, because I didn't quite understand why there were so many keen, but there's several reasons for this. Firstly is that Remembrance Day, and we can talk about this again, I guess, but Remembrance Day has become more prominent in the average citizen's mind, and that's point number one. The other thing is I wear my battle dress uniform that was issued to me in 1952, and there's no question, I noticed it today, that a lot of people came over, especially I had a bit of a hoarse throat, and I engaged everybody with an invitation to make a donation, but I didn't do that today all the time because it was a bit hoarse, and I noticed that quite a number of people came over regardless, even mm-hmm. when I was quiet and mm-hmm. was standing well back from the main part of the sidewalk. So it has to do with the uniform and the general appearance, I guess. Poppy tray, I always hold up a poppy, always invite apart from this morning, invite someone to come over and get a poppy.
You mentioned that it's become more prominent, and I guess that's because of the war in Afghanistan, right?
Oh, absolutely, but there's more to it than that, and that is that once upon a time, let's say 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and previously, kids in school learned nothing about the World War I and II, and of course the other combats, and the Dominion Command of the Canadian Legion knew that, and there was a move, it took about 2 years, to encourage people to understand what the poppy campaign was all about. People just really didn't know. And so that's been altered in a major way.
And so I'm sure you get, because it's a downtown, and you get a lot of tourists pass by, I'm sure they ask you what the poppy symbolizes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Americans are most interested, and not quite sure why, but today I guess about 8 American groups, usually husband and wife, visiting, and very easy to answer because they look puzzled. We do have a card that we can give out, which I do if someone shows real interest, but I simply mentioned, well, Memorial Day, November the 11th, oh, I see, yes, and in Canada we celebrate that, if that's the right word, by distributing poppies, and this is all for charity, and they think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And as a matter of interest, one particular individual who comes up every year, he's trying to get that started across the states, but unfortunately he doesn't have any particular military background other than his family.
Yeah.
But he's trying to get that going in the state, particularly in the Pacific Northwest.
And it means more to Canadians, I suppose, because of McRae and the poem, right?
Yes, I guess that is true. But I'll tell you an anecdote that most people don't know. The Poppy Campaign was founded by an American lady right after the First World War. And she thought, we've got to do something to keep this in memory of our people. Didn't have much luck. And she went to England, or maybe she's going anyway, and promoted the idea, and that's how it took off. Yeah. The British War Department realized that this was a good way to perpetuate the memory of those who had fallen. And that's how it began. And for a certain length of time, the New England states, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts, and so on, they had a poppy campaign too, but that's pretty well diminished.
Now, we hear from time to time some idiot will say, well, I'm not going to wear a poppy because it glorifies war.
Yeah, well, I hear that maybe not as often as you might think. Maybe once a day,
really?
Twice a day at most.
Really?
And I always welcome that because that gives me a chance to explain.
Yeah.
And you get some hard heads that won't stop and hear the story, but what can you do?
Yeah. Remembrance Day for you, how is that usually spent?
Oh, the same way for the last 15 years, I guess. I go down to the cenotaph in Vancouver. There's several cenotaphs in Vancouver, and north and west Vancouver. But I go down to the cenotaph in Vancouver, which is the major one, and I join other veterans, and we have a... they have a veterans group. There are certain regiments, Vancouver regiments get together, the 15th Field, the BC Regiment, and the Seaforths all have a large group marching. And then the Navy, of course, has a large group, and the Air Force is really a big deal. But I join with the veterans, and these are mostly veterans of peacekeeping and Afghanistan and other veterans from various places and so on.
So we're seeing the Afghanistan veterans, they're participating in these commemorations.
Yeah, not in in any big way. I think it's too early in their memory to relive this kind of thing. There's always, it doesn't sound like many, but 5, 6, 7, and that's about it. But I would say that within 10 years, there'll be enough for one whole platoon, for example. No doubt about that at all.
The importance of remembering. How would you say, I mean, what for you, I mean, what brings you there year after year to sell poppies, to go down to the cenotaph, and why should we?
Well, it's for me anyway, it's a question of the fallen, as they are referred to, all the thousands of fellows that were killed. I'll just give you one example, which is really quite interesting. During the Bomber Command training in England, I can't recall which squadron it was, but during training, using Blenheims, I guess it was, now all these bombers pretty well have 7 men, and I won't go through who they are, but obviously the pilot is number one, and in training in this particular squadron, Blenheims were a pretty old plane in those days, and in this one training unit, out of 12 planes, 4 crashed due to various causes, and 2 disintegrated in the air. So that's 35 men killed before they even got into combat. So it gives you an idea, and many more situations like that. Of course, then when the bombers started flying, so many were shot down. And generally speaking, the guys didn't have much of a chance to get out, unlike the fighter pilots who flipped upside down and fell out. Just as an aside, the Lancaster partway through, all these planes kept having improvements. The Lancaster developed a system whereby the rear gunner pulled a lever and the whole tail assembly fell off, and he got out. Before that, he didn't really stand a chance. So the tail gunner went from being the unluckiest fellow in the plane to being probably the most fortunate.
I'm sure people ask you sort of tips in terms of how to keep the poppy on. I mean, that's it's one of the hardest things every year.
I find that curious. I shouldn't, I suppose. But I simply put it through the garment 3 times. By the way, something that people find strange, I'm not quite sure why, I always pin the poppy on myself. And unless someone doesn't want me to, but that's hardly anybody. So I can put them on to stay on. But maybe there's a secret code that permits them to fall off, so they'll come back and visit again.
And get another one from you, there was a story this week about Quebec Premier Pauline Marois and her pinning the fleur-de-lis to hold it up. And I guess the Legion said that was inappropriate.
Is that so? I didn't hear that story.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me particularly, but the Poppy Fund is very... Very strict about how the poppy is worn and poppy advertising, that kind of thing. They're actually quite severe, and I agree with that 100%. You can't put the poppy on anything except during the week. Well, not the week anymore, about 10 days prior to Remembrance Day. And it is copyrighted, after all. It cannot be used anywhere in any advertising. And there's always, every year, half a dozen corporations or small companies get nailed because of that.
And I guess the custom is you take the poppy, and then when you're at the cenotaph on the 11th, and you leave it there, right?
Yes, you can do that. That's after the wreaths have been deposited. Quite a lot of people do that. In Ottawa, just about everybody I've noticed does that. But by the way, as an aside, mm-hmm. at a memorial service or a funeral for a veteran, everyone attending is wearing a poppy, and at the end, but during the service somewhere, there's a cushion or a pillow, large pillow up front, mm-hmm. and you remove your poppy and pin it onto the pillow. This is not too many people know about that mm-hmm. custom.
So after 14 years of doing this, I mean, it is a lot of hard work for you.
Yeah, it is pretty hard work, yeah. especially as you get older.
Yeah, but it's fun, though?
Oh, yeah, it really is, because you get to chat. Not for long, because, you know, you don't want to interrupt your cycle. Anyway, you get to chat with people who have really got some interesting stories. But one of the most interesting, last year, and it'll be the same this year, last year, I talked to people from 37 different countries.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, in many cases, the explanation, a brief explanation, and then the handing over of the Allegiant card.
Yeah. And then I mentioned off the top that you've collected these tens of thousands of dollars year in and year out. There have been large donations from time to time, right?
Yes, I can tell you about a couple. The first one is amusing. So occasionally someone will say, usually someone who doesn't know the system, will say, how much is it? I say, oh, it's about $100. And, of course, they know I'm kidding. But this one chap, one time last year, he called my bluff, and he pulled out a $100 bill.
Is that right?
Put it in. Yeah. But a more serious one is a chap who came by for, I guess it was about 6 years in a row, and without saying a word, he put in a $100 bill. And I wondered who this was, but after about 3 years, I guess it was, he lingered long enough that I could ask him. And he was a Korean businessman, and he said, no, it's just my thanks to the guys that were there helping us out in the early 50s. Now, here's the interesting story. One time he put in an envelope, and it said Korean Businessmen's Association, and I didn't have a chance to open it there. But during a lull, which is always in the middle of the afternoon, I decided to open it, and by golly, there's a check for $1,000
really?
In it, and a little note saying he was returning to Korea. Obviously, we sent him a tax receipt and a nice letter about the whole thing.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people who mention you on the internet that they see you there every year.
Like, yeah, that's right.
So it's been a real pleasure for me to have you come in and talk about your work year in and year out and frankly, to know you. I'm proud to know you, Art.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hornby and Robson here in Vancouver. That's where Arthur Hughes is between now and Remembrance Day. Walk by, say hi, get a poppy, and make a donation. Arthur Hughes joins me in studio here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.